When I first started in network marketing, I went to a training and I heard a guy who'd done pretty well for himself say something that has stuck with me ever since. He said, "I'm just a paid storyteller." Now, I didn't really understand what that meant. And in fact, over the years, I've realized I don't think he really understood the full weight of what he said. It was just that it was something that he had stumbled upon that had resulted in people being interested in what he had to say, being interested in finding out about his opportunity enough so that they then joined him and achieved success. And so he achieved a degree of success. "I'm just a paid storyteller." It's a phrase that I've heard other people use since. And I think it's worth exploring exactly what this means, because it really is a very powerful way of generating interest. There's something compelling about a story. There's something hardwired in the human brain, in the human mind, that makes us interested in stories. It's as if as soon as a story starts to be told, we're drawn into it because we want to know what the outcome is, and our unconscious mind wants to know what it can learn from the experience of the story. So when we are prospecting somebody, we can use the power of these stories to generate that interest, the initial lead. Because people identify more with a story if they identify with the character, the main character in the story. Their background, perhaps, or their circumstances, perhaps. If they identify with the challenges that the main character faces, they'll want to know how they overcame them. We identify with this main character and want to know how they resolved these challenges. If there's any kind of internal conflict or dilemma that this character has, then we want to know what the resolution is. This is all hardwired, all happening on an unconscious level. We're just drawn into the story because of this. Storytellers in Hollywood and in novels throughout time and the TV series understand the power of this need to know what the resolution is, this kind of cliffhanger. In fact, it's called a cliffhanger because of the early films, serialized cowboy films that were out in the early film industry, where the hero would be galloping away from bandits or outlaws and galloping away across the desert, and he would come to a ravine, and in the bottom of a ravine was a river. And you'd see him in the moment looking back at the outlaws approaching, and the idea in his mind of instant death if he was caught. And then he would look down the ravine into the river, imagining could he jump off, and the risk of death if he jumped off. And he'd look back at the outlaws and look down in the river. And at that point, before we knew what the resolution was, but could identify with his dilemma, that's when the voice would come on in the cinema and say, "And to find out what happens next, make sure you come back next week to get the next exciting episode of, I don't know, The Lone Ranger or whatever it was." So this is a very common way of telling stories. When Charles Dickens wrote his novels, he didn't write them in novel form. He wrote them in serialized form. And he ensured that each of the sections, each of the parts that you could buy, ended on this kind of cliffhanger. So you'd want to buy the next installment the next week for your penny. We can use this knowledge of how to communicate with a person, how to communicate with their mind, because we want them to see what we can see. We want them to see how what we've got could benefit them. But for them to be able to see it, they need to open their mind. And most people these days walk around with closed minds. So we need to use the power of the story to help them open their mind to the benefits that there could be in this business for them. So we can tell our own story, and I'll produce a voicemail about how we can do that. We can relay somebody else's story. These days with social media, we've got a great opportunity to share stories on video. So these 2-minute testimonials that we've got on our YouTube channel. You can use these to send to somebody so that they are drawn into the 2-minute story. And if it triggers some interest, they'll want to know what the resolution is. And just like people would go back to the cinema for the next installment, they'll come back to you wanting to know more. And they'll be asking, what is it? What's it all about? How does it work? And then it's a question of just processing that interest, converting that interest into a desire to join. Remember, the two areas of lead generation and lead conversion. I've often heard as well the phrase, facts tell, stories sell. And I think this gives us an insight into why this is true, because if we just start giving people facts, they won't have any emotional interest. Whereas if we wrap it up in a story, they'll get involved in that and their mind will become interested in it. We can also tell stories in our conversation using the prospect profiling method. And I'll do a voicemail about prospect profiling very soon.